CJLO. Maybe if I turn this down, that'll be better. I know it will be better, in fact, because that's what a bed track is for, to be low while I talk about things and stuff and junk. Hey, everybody. Great A Explosive, CJLO, 1690 AM. Let's go over what you just heard, shall we? You just heard a track by Nightbreaker called Firestarter. Put a pin in that, though. We'll get back to that, all right? We'll get back to it. But just remember Nightbreaker, okay? Before that, you heard some commercials and some Melted Bodies before that with Therapy off of their album The Inevitable Fork, Part 1. The Inevitable Fork Entire. Not part anything. They actually had a Part 1 and Part 2, which is why I mistook this. Especially because we were just talking about the great Limp Bizkit record, The Inevitable Truth, Part 1. Stellar record.
Everyone
loves it. It's just the best. Some Norma Jean before that with Blueprints of Future Homes. They're coming in 2 weeks, and if you don't think I'm going to be there, you thought stupid, because I'll be there with bells on. That's a phrase. I don't know why anyone would do that, though, now that I think about it. Maybe I'll do it just for fun.
If you're trying to sneak up on anybody, you're not going to want to be wearing bells.
Yeah, exactly. One would think. I mean, although we are in a progressively dumber society all the time,
every day. Yeah.
Tic-tacs, that's the key.
That's the key, yes.
A little box of tic-tacs.
Yeah, yeah. These are tic-tacs, and these are tic-tacs. What? And then Bill Murray started all off with Empty Handed off of American Motorsports. I am joined here in studio with some bands that are going to be playing on November 1st. Now, I told you to remember Nightbreaker, because Nightbreaker's not here. Now, I don't want to say that they're not as dedicated as everyone else here, but you know, they aren't here. I'm just saying.
What can you say about that, you know?
That's what you could say. That's it. But anyway, they will be playing along with three other bands whose members, well, a member from each is here. I will let them intro themselves so you can put a voice to their names. So, gentlemen, start with...
Before we continue, do you remember our names?
do I remember your names?
Go on.
I remember. Don't put them on the spot.
Kind of have to.
Now you've seen through my trick.
Yeah. You're trying to let us introduce ourselves?
Get the bands introduce themselves. Let's help them out.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. My name's Aria Max. I'm the vocalist for the band called Expo Decay.
All right. One down.
One down.
My name is Roberto Costello. I'm vocals and guitar for Stregonaria, Montreal Thrash Metal.
My name is Barry White. I'm vocalist. I'm Johnny Beretta, vocalist and bassist for House of Dusk.
I was going to say, it's very honorable to have Barry White come back from the dead to be on this show.
Absolutely.
My goodness.
Like, this show of all
shows. Of all shows, really, honestly.
We need him.
I don't want to say I have great pull, but I mean, that would be quite the get at that point.
Great pull with the underworld.
Yeah.
Well, let's... I would like to start off my interviews all the same way, and I think you may have had a taste of this,
yes,
if you recall.
Yes.
But I'll throw it to all of you. I like to start this off. I like structure. What's one question that you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list I have made up, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
I'm good with all questions. If I say something, I will let you know. I don't know.
Just, okay.
I'm very open.
You're keeping the card in the sleeve just in case to be like, oh no, I don't want to answer that question. Uno reverse, come on.
Smash, next question.
and you too?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable on any questions.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay, fair enough.
Throw your hardest ball, man.
Yeah, let's get down and deep, man.
All right.
Well, I like it deep.
Not.
Don't we all?
All right, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
You were talking about when you go diving, right? That was what you were referring
yes.
to?
The ocean.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about the ocean.
Yeah,
That's it.
Right, of course. Yeah,
yeah
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get into this. Let's start off here. Obviously, you are all in different bands and all who sound different on this bill, which is becoming both... I think will become increasingly common as more and more venues disappear.
Yes.
But also is not quite common right now. What kind of is the impetus to get all of you together? Is it to try and get like a I guess more diverse sound on the bill, or is it just like, yo man, we just want to do a Halloween party? Why are you thinking so much into it?
Actually, it was both those things. It was really wanted to get a Halloween party going, and I really wanted to get guys on the bill that I know are dedicated. I know are doing interesting things. And yeah, music that I like, that I think is cool, and you know, people that are lifers, basically, you know. Yeah. That's what matters the most to me, you know, seeing guys working on their craft.
And on top of that, you know, like, though we are different genres of music, in the end, we all got the same vibe. We're all people, you know, trying to get the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Rob.
Why do you want to be on the bill, bro?
Well, it's a brand new venue, and I actually like the bands that I'm playing with. I find the diversity is nice. Sometimes, you know, you see, like, I'm a thrash metal, we're in a thrash metal band, so it depends. Like, sometimes we'll usually play with thrash metal or death metal, so it's a very interesting thing that now we're playing with more, like, House of Dusk is very, like, typo-ish, Exponential Decay is hardcore, so it's a mix of a bit of everything, so yeah. It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
I mean, anyone who likes heavy music is gonna enjoy
exactly,
this
you know,
show,
like, at the know? End of the day... Yeah. It's all about metal.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. If you like heavy music and you want to bash your faces in and dress up while doing it.
Yeah, you have to dress up. You have no choice now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You are required. Otherwise, you'll be turned away.
It's mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Yeah. Well, has it been... Do you find that... am I right to say that shows have started to like open up and be more, I guess, diverse in their lineup? Because there were times where it's like, okay, we're doing a hardcore show. That's it. You're going to hear basically the same riffs tonight over and over.
And the majority of them are in the same band.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But is that the case? Am I...
No,
okay.
I mean... We pretty much hail from a similar era. I mean, I remember going to shows and seeing bills that had bands that were similar in some respects, but they were also, you know, different.
Yeah,
you know, they brought something different. So, I mean, we played a bill on Friday night. Was it Friday? Yeah, Friday. Played a bill Friday night with the guys from Doom and Blue.
Oh, right?
Oh, nice.
Doom and Blue, Primus tribute. I'm in a Primus tribute, so we played. Primus played. Ish Primus Primus ish played the Imposters, and then we had a couple bands from band from Ontario, Ivy Garden, which were freaking awesome.
Yeah, they're great,
you know.
They came in here and did a session.
They're awesome, man. They're awesome. So it was really diverse and cool, you know. People that were there really enjoyed it. So if you like heavy music,
that's it,
you won't really care, you know.
Just know that you won't be bored, because there's always going to be something new in there, you know.
We got lasers, man. We got lasers.
Well, let's get specific to here. I don't want to uninclude anyone here, but I figure it'd be good to focus on each one of your bands at some point during this. So let's start off. Let's start off with the organizer here, who organized all of you to come in. House of Dusk doing its thing. New single, which is out right now. And I was watching an interview that you did in 2022, where you threatened all of us with an album coming out. I don't want to tell you how time is working, but it's 2024 now.
I am totally aware of that.
What is the status of that record?
The status is I'm releasing one song at a time. It's one happening. Man.
Big things happening very soon.
Extremely
trust, trust.
We'll see what happens first. Glaciers melting or this album coming out. But basically, one song at a time. And
we'll definitely get the election before the album comes out.
You know what? It's because I'm a stubborn person. I like to do everything alone. So
that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
If no one can do it, you got to do it yourself, you know?
People can do it. It's just that I want to do it.
The proper
on my
way.
Own, yeah. I just had my own vision for it, and I figured it out with this single, and I'm just going to go one single at a time until, you know.
But do you suffer from something that I've had to try and overcome, which is the perfect becoming the enemy of the done? Is that how that is working?
With this particular song that I just released, that was the thing that was just driving me bananas. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, but after that, I've got a pretty clear idea of what I wanted. This was just like, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it was that, man. It's got to be perfect. It's got to be perfect. But no one cares.
Yeah, as long as you have a plan and you're going forward, that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. I'm happy with the vibe. I'm happy with how it came out.
As you should be.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens with me with interviews all the time. And probably the dumbest thing to have it on, because if someone's listening to, like, people are listening to this right now and they hear what I am doing with my with this interview, my stuttering, my starting a question, adding an extra, like, informative session afterwards and then finishing it. And to then believe that they would think that if I do this somewhere else, it becomes, you know, a much better organized, more well thought out thing.
No, it's good. I mean, I like the off the cuff stuff, man. It's great.
But yeah, I go through and I usually do. I was doing 3 passes on interviews, and then they started to get to be 40 minutes long, and I'm like, I can't spend my life doing
that. Then you got
to
edit it down and make sure the snare sounds right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this interview, there's not enough cowbell in it. We need to add
more. Yeah, it needs more cowbell.
Yeah, man. So yeah, no, you know, I'm basically going to release one track at a time.
It's good.
Monthly, you know, and then when it's all out, I'll just re-release it as a collection, you know.
Is it still 10 tracks that you have?
Or? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all tracked, man. It's just really, you know, I got to make a living at the same time. So, you know, working and getting in and doing what you got to do.
You got to live your life.
It is what
you know?
It is. Yeah, man. I got to think you split your time between multiple things.
Basically, what I'm hearing is you're not that dedicated to your music. That's what I hear.
Damn.
We'll see you on Friday, brother.
Yeah.
Well, do you, I mean, this is kind of for all of you, do you think that kind of doing it through singles is the way that records are kind of, well, I guess records / music is kind of going now? It's more...
I feel like at this point, yeah, we're at that point where everything has to be content. And so, like, we're living in an era where, like, things need to be constantly out. So, like, if you just release a whole album at once, they're going to hear it. And then 2 weeks later, everyone's going to be like, so when's the next one?
Yeah, I agree. Exactly.
And, well, Rob, talk about what you guys are working on. You're doing a...
Well, I'm actually doing a single right now at Desolation Studios with my engineer Thomas, which is the guitarist, vocalist of Brain Down and Cold Authority. And hopefully it's out by November. We've been working on this material for like the last year, but we're taking a step at a time. And yeah, we chose to go out with a single more than an EP, you know, just to see if we could create some buzz and get some more reach with that first, and
yep, that's it.
Continue do the second single eventually, and probably by like December or January, around that time, really release the EP when we're done, because we have a 6-track or 7-track EP in the works right now.
And you guys in Stregonaria you do have music out there that people can listen to.
Yes, we have live material for now. So there's a YouTube page, channel, I mean. There's also the Facebook page where you can find the material.
Do you think in lieu of having something out? Because I know some bands will be like, well, the first single is super important. We have to put that out before anything else we put out there just to get something out for people to have. But you guys have obviously, you have at least 2 entire live sets up.
Yeah.
So that's obviously not the approach you're taking. Do you think it's more important to have music out there for people to hear versus having a nice polished single for them to consume?
Actual record.
Yeah.
Well, I find that probably the actual record is the best. Mm-hmm. It's just that, how could I say? We came out, we started doing shows, and we're like, we need a little something to push us. So we started finding ideas on how to create content. And I'm a big live full set fan, so I like watching shows of, even if it's local bands or bands from the States, even bootleg videos, let's say. So I wanted to create that for my band too. So eventually, when the singles are out and we can see a progression and some material for now, some content.
Yeah, and the thing about like the record, like the single that you're going to put, it's the vision that you want to create. You're taking your own time to put it into a song, which may not be replicated through a live video, you know?
Exactly, and also, you know, the way we've been playing it live, because we've been playing the single, and once you're in studio, you see that the structure, new ideas come up, and the song will not remain the same.
That's exactly.
Once, like, the first base of it, you know, like a rough draft.
That's it, exactly. Like, I'm in the same scenario, actually. Like, we've been recording our single for a while now. We have a demo that we're going to play later on. But, like, just recently, new ideas were coming in. And we changed up the whole song. So, like, the demo that we have recorded is going to be completely different from the final product.
just because, you know, things just happen, you know? Like, the way that we've been playing it live is going to be completely different from the single once it releases.
Completely different?
Okay, I won't say completely different, like, as if it's another song, but, like, there's a lot of changes to it, you know?
I think that's sort of something, too, that is kind of, like, the freeing part of not having something laid down.
Yeah.
Is that you have that freedom to do whatever you want with it before people get super attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
The song does not remain the same.
That's it.
That's the EP, right? Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah, that's the famous album title right there. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should let's play one of these songs, because we've been talking about these songs, and I mean, I unfortunately can't play anything. I could play a 45-minute long set, although everyone else would probably be upset to be like, oh, we came in here to do an interview. What are you talking about, Andrew? So, which should I play first here? Should I do House of Dusk first, since we started with you?
Should we fight, maybe? Maybe fight in the hallway?
Rock, paper, scissors? Oh, you want to wrestle it out?
Maybe.
I'll be the referee.
And this was how the show got canceled. Yeah. Everyone with broken arms into it. Okay.
Except me.
Whoa.
Well, this is getting more intense as we go, everybody. This is going to be something. Well, House of Dusk, She Lives Evil, new track that you have out. Is there anything you want to say before this goes out there for people to hear?
I'd like to thank the guys I worked with, mm-hmm. Kevin Jardine at Uplift Recording Studio, who recorded the guitars. He re-tracked the guitars, or re-amped the guitars, I should say. Jules Pampana, who played drums on the album, on the track. And shout out to Systems 2 Brooklyn, which is where we tracked the drums, which was an incredible experience. The studio no longer stands where we tracked it, but the recording studio still exists, like, still operates, you know,
it's
but not out of that building.
It's the inside that counts, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, shout out to all those people that were involved, and, yeah.
You got to be in the Typo studio.
That was incredible. I got to meet Mike Marciano, who makes all those records.
Wow.
And I worked with Max Ross. Shout out to Max, who also worked on a couple of the later records, and it was just an absolute pleasure, really.
Did they also work on A Pale Horse Named Death, or is that...
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Because I know that was most of the members of Typo, and I didn't know if they used the same
people
to go through.
That was Sal Abruscato and Johnny Kelly, and I believe that one of the old guitar players did all the production on one of the records.
Okay.
It's a little harder to find the information on that.
You've known more about this than I did, so already I'm going to default to whatever you said. Tell me.
So I could just make anything up,
exactly.
Basically. Well, I mixed those records.
It was produced by, you know...
By me.
Tina Turner came in, and we had to cut her part from it. It was very sad.
Bobby Brown. It was all Barry White, Bobby Brown.
Well, let's hear what you've cooked up here. Well, what you cooked up for... I mean,
I might have overcooked it.
Maybe.
We'll see.
How long... Out of curiosity, how long have these been kind of sitting...
Lingering.
Yeah. Like, when did you finish this versus where we are now?
Finished it. I probably finished tracking everything like 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. I got reamped the guitars, and then something happened after 2019. I don't remember quite what happened.
Yeah, what happened? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was a big blur. But after that, that's when, you know, life kind of came back into some semblance of normality, and like started being able to work on things again.
Yeah.
You know, so it's.
Are you saying time lost all meaning for a while there? What a weird thing to...
Absolutely, yeah. Time. I lost my watch, and I've never recovered.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it happens, right? You lose your watch one time, then you
it's
can
all
never
over.
Tell
it's all
time
over.
Again.
It's all over. You got to look at the sun to decide, you know, what
and,
time it is.
I've tried dedicating myself to that. It just
you
doesn't
try.
Work, man. No. Wake up too late.
Yeah. And here we are coming into winter. We'll never know what time it is now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's over now.
Because they keep messing with the time, man. They keep like... And now aren't they voting on whether they're going
to
like...
Yeah, they want to like cancel... like, what is it?
Daylight saving.
They tried to do it before too. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
So,
I hope
again.
They do. It's so useless.
It is.
It's absolutely depressing.
Yeah.
Speaking of absolutely depressing, let's
All right, let's listen to this track. Perfect segue. Yeah, let's do it.
That worked not very well at all. Here's some House of Dusk, everyone. A track called She Lives Evil. It is a new track that just came out on October 18th. And if you like this and you're like, hey, I want to see this live, well, boy, do I have good news for you. November 1st.
Yeah. Good, in quotes.
Well, if they want to see it live, it's good news.
Though. Oh, yeah, no, actually, yeah. It's the best news you'll have.
Yeah, yeah, if they want to see it live.
Yeah, if they want to see it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There's no if. There is, yes.
Look, we all told you want to see it, so therefore, you want to see it.
Yeah.
So when you want to see this live, you can see it on November 1st. At Opetra V, and we'll get more information about the. We'll talk more about this show, about the upcoming show in a bit. But here, enjoy some House of Dusk right here, CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives.